Hey, it's Prophecy Sun. When I'm not riding my bike, hanging out with my cats, or making soup, I'm listening to Tweets and Tunes on CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And good morning. Welcome to the second last day of January. It is January 30th, a Wednesday. I'm Jason, your host. You're listening to Tweets and Tunes. You can find us here each and every Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on 101.9 FM, as you just heard from our friend of the show, Prophecy Sun. If you'd like to get a hold of us during the show, we're amicable to that type of thing. You can reach us on air via phone at 604-822-2487. You can also get a hold of us on Twitter at Tweets and Tunes. You can find us on Facebook chat at facebook.com/tweetsandtunes. And of course, you can even go to our spanking new website, tweetsandtunes.com, powered by Crave Media, Vancouver's own, and message and interact with us there. Go check out our tune of the week, our video of the week, blogs, all of that fancy internet stuff. And look at that, phones lighting away just as we speak. My pleasure to welcome to the studio this morning, Mr. The Real Dr. Todd.
Hey, thanks.
Todd, how you doing?
Happy to be here.
Well, happy to have you, and we'll chat with you as we go out through the show, but quite the impressive resume that you've got. Grammy-producing winner. You've been on stage with U2, the Rolling Stones.
It's been a big 3 months for me.
Yeah. Paul McCartney at the Sandy Relief. Oh, sorry. That's the guest for the next show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you haven't done any of those things.
No. I'm one of those unknowns still.
Oh, okay. Fantastic. Well, we'll break you in here today. Got a great show coming up for you today. We've got some fantastic music. We've got a ton of new music today. Fresh into the station. And why delay any longer? Let's head right into that. This is a brand new track, new to the station. Album's been out for a couple of months yet, but this is a Devin Townsend project, and we'll turn it on right now. This is from the album Epicloud and Liberation. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah. There comes a time where everybody holds a secret. They shut the world out and that's the code to keep it. Nobody understand, I'm a known, just how they feel it. And their emotions are controlling how they deal it. It's just the way the brain works and it's kind of funny. Don't want to stay hurt when the situation ugly. We're all afraid to learn, don't want to look like a dummy. But the truth hurts and we all know that it's coming. It's like life, we should bring out the best in us. But what's holding us back? Cause trust is what we invest in us. So put a down payment on that. But it seems no matter what we do, there's a war going on inside. We're fighting for love, rising above, keeping these eyes to the sun. Comes a time where everybody tells the truth, and that could be a challenge if you're prone to break the rules. If you're closed-minded, never changing your views, and being open and learning something you're failing to do. Faith to be renewed, lies in the heart of the eager. Growing the love is the charm of a dreamer. We fight hard to believe it, but have these selfish intentions guarded by reason. It gets deeper, caught in this avalanche, feeling lost as it crashes fast. Digging our way out together, imagine that. This could be forever if we plan the path. But it seems no matter what we do, there's a war going on inside. We're fighting the love, rising above, keeping these eyes to the sun.
Back on Tweets and Tunes. That was David Hodge from the album The Honest Man and Secrets featuring Stephanie Parnell. Before that, you heard Late Night Automatic from RU Electric, a brand new album that I believe is going to be out on the 26th of February. And this Friday, they are releasing their brand new video. So you can go on to the Late Night Automatic website. Check that out. Great album. They had a chance to actually preview it last night. Great tunes on there if you are into your industrial electronic and synth. It's fantastic. Very reminiscent of Skinny Puppy-esque era here from years ago in Vancouver. But great album. Make sure you check that out. And we started that off with the Devin Townsend Project from Epicloud, and that was Liberation starting it all off. So a little music to get you up and moving out of your bed this morning. We're going to do some more music to get you jumping here in just the next set. You know, nothing I like better than combing through the news. I waste much of my time during the day looking at irrelevant news sites. But if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't come up with such great stories like a woman is suing Match.com after a scorned date tries to kill her. Now, there's always, I don't know, I think for a long time there were taboos about internet dating. You know, it'd be like, oh, I met her at the bar, or I met her through a friend, which was code for I met her online. What do you think, Todd? Is there still that stigma around dating via the internet?
I think the stigma's gone, but I've gone on internet dates, and I went out with a girl who sent me a picture of her. I thought it was current. Turned out she was her 11th grade picture, and she was a good 45, 65 pounds more than she was. That was a surprise. That was borderline lying.
So, but do you not expect that? Do you be
No, you can't expect that. This is the internet. This there's no reason that you can't have a current photo. Like, who doesn't have a phone with a camera on it?
But do you not expect that in the profiles that maybe there's a little bit of embellishment?
I think you I will need to show you mine. You would be like, that is Todd. That is who he is. But yeah, there's a little embellishment.
Sure. Okay. So let's throw it all out on the table here. What do you embellish in your profile?
I cut mine all back. But basically, eventually you lose interest in trying to embellish. Like, under interest, all I have written down is danger. That's not true at all. I'm absolutely afraid.
You're one of the safest people I know.
Safest like, people ever.
Like, right now, you are surrounded in bubble wrap. Exactly. You know, for simply that explicit purpose of avoiding all things that are dangerous. Okay, well, unlike apparently this date that went wrong with a Las Vegas woman. Las Vegas woman, of course, on Match.com.
Internet dating in Las Vegas.
Internet dating in Las Vegas. I think an expectation should be your scorned date will probably try to kill you. Like, it says probably more the rule than the exception, I think, when you're internet dating in Vegas.
There's got to be cities that you're not allowed to internet. Vegas, Rio, that's got to be a place you don't do it.
Yeah, Utah. Anywhere in Utah. Yeah, Salt Lake City. Do they have the internet in Salt Lake City?
Probably not.
Probably not. No, no. 14.4 dial-up.
Carrier pigeons.
That's what dial-up sounds like, folks. Other great news from around the internet today. Lance Armstrong books have now been rebranded as fiction. An Australian library put up a notice advising that all Lance Armstrong non-fiction books would now be rebranded as fiction. And as well that they should. It's like, who was the guy? Gray? No. He was on Oprah. He had his book about it.
Oh.
About the guy that, you know, went into rehab and had all his teeth pulled without any...
It was all fabricated.
Yeah, completely made up. And I read that book. And I'm just like... There's no way. And I'm a
dick. I loved how she had him back on to scorn him.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you don't cross Oprah. No, no. Of all the people in the world that you're going to cross, border guards and Oprah. Yeah. And airport.
Do not touch those people.
Yeah. Yeah. There's certain people that there's no place for humor or any back talk whatsoever. You ever been to the British Ex-Servicemen's Club?
I have not.
It's on Kingsway. Great little. Great little place there where we feature live music. Oswaldo Perez, who hosts the Morning After Show here Tuesdays on CITR Radio, often puts on great little events at the British Ex-Servicemen's Club. And I was there a couple of weeks ago and got to see this fantastic band. That's right. It's Lisa's Hotcakes. This is from the album Love Hurts and It's Paralyzed, Tweets and Tunes, CITR.
Torn up inside, so hard to bear. There are a lot of things you're not allowed to grow in your basement in Vancouver. Vegetables are not one of those things.
SPEC and the YWCA are excited to introduce the Urban Farmer Field School. The UFFS provides hands-on training in sustainable agriculture, small farm business planning, and community food action.
Class instructors are experts in urban agriculture, food systems, and plant mind control. The integrated curriculum is divided between classroom theory and practical learning.
For more information, please visit the interweb and search for Farmer Field School at spec.bc.ca.
Said if you hurry, girl, well, I might know a place.
You're listening to Tweets and Tunes, CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
That's right, you are. And so is Lisa's Hotcakes. Good morning, V-Diz and T-Bone. Listen to the show right now. You just heard Magneta Lane. That is a brand new track from their upcoming EP, Witch Rock. It's going to be released in 12 days. You can head to our website, tweetsandtunes.com. We had a chance to review that album. So go take a look what we really thought. No Holds Barred. That was Burn. Before that, you heard Sex with Strangers, Vancouver's Own, from their Behaviors album. And that was Times Electric featuring Hatch Benedict, Facebook friend of the show. And, of course, we kicked that all off with Lisa's Hotcakes from the Love Hurts EP and Paralyzed. You can... you know, if you go and buy that album online, there is a hidden track that you download. That's right, track number 5, which we'll tell you nothing about, so you can go satisfy your need to find out, release the suspense, and go purchase it. Trolling around the internet today, have you heard of this song called Gangnam Style?
I've heard it.
Yeah,
it's unheard of.
Apparently, yeah,
some indie
Korean thing going on. Yeah. Anyways, there is a great video on there where someone's, you know, remember the old flip books of the days? You'd pull up the book and flip it back with your thumb, and you'd watch the action figures.
Oh yeah.
You know, all the still photos, yeah. And they would go into, you know, like old school movies, right? And well, someone did an entire Gangnam Style video in flipbook.
A flipbook.
Yeah. So. You can head on to Mashable or YouTube and find that out. It was pretty darn impressive, actually.
Finally, Psy's going to get some fame with this.
Yeah, you know, did you hear how much he's made already just from his YouTube hits?
Well, he hit a billion hits. Well, he, I don't know, not money.
Yeah, he, most watched video ever. He surpassed Justin Bieber.
And
then, well, it's like the torch passing. And then Justin Bieber surpassed Lady Gaga for Twitter followers.
Whoa, when was the last time she put out an album?
That's true. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not up with my Gaga, per se. Yeah, you can go check that out. But he made, I saw the results yesterday, and he made $9 million just from the revenue from YouTube. So
$9 million.
YouTube paid him $9 million for his YouTube hits, which I think the last video I posted on YouTube has about 72 hits, which has netted me nothing.
Nothing.
Not a single iota of cash. So please. All 14 of our listeners this morning, go to YouTube and...
make us 9 cents.
Yeah, see if you can... I'd like to earn a buck by the end of the year. That was my New Year's resolution, to make $1.17 off of YouTube. If we look at This Day in Music, not a lot going on. Of course, every day, as we talked about earlier, you go to This Day in Music, you'll find that there's a Beatles or Elvis reference pretty much every day of the year. They've done something every day, but so we won't go into that. Birthdays, notable birthdays today. I don't know, Phil Collins.
That's a big deal.
Sure. Drummer from Genesis.
I don't celebrate my friends' birthdays too often, let alone
Let alone people you don't know. Do you know who Phil Collins replaced in Genesis?
I don't know who
he replaced. Peter Gabriel.
Well, but they played together, did they not?
No. He
he replaced them.
He vamoosed. Oh, right. And the drummer came to the forefront.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And which both excellent singers. I saw Genesis live in concert back in the early 90s, I believe, in Edmonton out at Commonwealth Stadium. It was a fantastic concert.
I can imagine.
He like drummed for, that was a ridiculous amount of time. It was like 20 minutes, half an hour, he had a drum off.
So am I mistaken? Was he not the drummer while Peter Gabriel was the front man?
Oh, yeah, but then he replaced it. Yeah, he came in. Yeah. You were not mistaken in that sense.
Right.
In that sense, no. On this day, the number one selling duo of the 80s of all time. No duo has sold more albums than Hall & Oates. And yes, they hit number one on the U.S. singles charts with I Can Go For That, parenthetical title, No Can Do. And the only reason I talk about Hall & Oates this morning, and I'm not going to play any Hall & Oates on the show. You know, never say never, but I'm never going to play any Hall & Oates on this show. But there was a great song from several years later, late 80s, early 90s, that actually sampled that Hall & Oates song. So, in celebration of Hall & Oates hitting number one on this day in 1982, we'll kick a little old school. De La Soul, Say No Go.
To a world of pits, and if we could have talked that soon in a delivery room, it would have asked the nurse for a hit. The reason for this, the mother is a jerk. Excuse me, junkie, which brought the work of the old into a new life. What a way. But this what a way has been a way of today. Anyway, push couldn't shove me to understand a path to a basic, cause Schumer should have raced it in a first wave. Cause second wave from believers and believers will walk to it, then even talk to it and say,
you got nobody, you want my soul.
Nah, can't have none of that. Tell her what to say, Mace. How the zombie scream, Mr. Crack. Plain as plain, it should have slain it from the start. Behind the ideals of cranking up the heart, now the bass claims shop over every part.
But it's a long way down, and the bottom's gonna drop. All the things you made
February 8th, CITR presents the hottest and most exciting dance party in town, a Latin carnival dance. Be enchanted with two free dance classes and fantastic Brazilian performances. Come to the UBC Pit Pub, masked if you dare, and enter a chance to win one of three astounding prizes. La Fiesta begins at 9 p.m. For more information, call 778-839-9417.
We'll be right back. Calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I'll lose my mind.
Australia and Canada are both countries with a whole lot of space to create some of the wildest sounds on the planet. Join your host Matthew as he explores the musical heritage of his native Australia and features fresh sounds from Canada's independent music world. That's Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, live Fridays from 6 to 7:30 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
All right, and make sure you do check out Matt's show, Stranded. And you get a little Canadiana, a little Australian in there. And you know what? He plays more than just Men at Work and, Midnight Oil.
That was my main draw to it.
Yeah. No, you know, everything Australian. And I'm not sure what's going on right now, but there is a nasty sound coming from the CD player here. Speaking of which, Fun Drive is coming up in February. We'll talk a lot more about that at a later time. But Fun Drive is how every year we raise funds for your local community radio. That's right, us at CITR. So stay tuned. And in only a few days, we'll be into February and you'll start hearing more about Fun Drive. You can get out, donate, support local community radio station who supports your local music scene. And help us buy a CD player that doesn't make sounds like that one was just making.
It's a real perk.
Yeah, it is. It actually had a nice backbeat going. It was unfortunately, the CD player was clapping on 2 and 4.
It only plays waltzes, actually.
Yeah, it was a gentle waltz. Going on in the world of social music sharing, a really cool service, SoundDrop, is bringing social listening to Facebook. So the Norway-based company lets users create an embedded SoundDrop room on Facebook where people can listen to tracks, watch videos while chatting with other fans and listeners, and vote on what songs they want to hear next from a present playlist streamed from YouTube or Vivo, which is cool. I love the idea. One of the things I love about the internet, no, not just free videos. Yeah, I know we thought it was going with that. No. Is the ability for not only musicians to be able to disseminate their music out to the masses, but it's a great place for fans to get together and actually find people that like the bands that you like and be able to chat with them about the music. And, you know, people are always looking for ways to connect. That's why social media is so popular. It's really anti-social media, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It drives people out of the public realm into their parents' basements on their computer to talk to other people that usually you would have to meet the old-fashioned way.
Which is where real culture is found.
That's true. In your parents' basement. Yes. Cultures, like things growing. Yeah. But obviously, you know, you can now connect with, because chances of you finding that person that liked the same band that you did who lives in Karachi, Pakistan, probably wouldn't have happened without the internet. And so anything that can bridge that gap, social, I think is cool. So can't wait to try out this service and then find out who's listening to the bands there. Now, speaking of other ways in which you can get out there and talk to people that are supporting the same bands you do, we had Francis from chartburst.com in the UK on the show last week. And we're going to have him back. We'll try to effort him for next week to let us know how the first 2 weeks went. And, of course, chartburst.com is a service where unsigned bands can go and put their music, upload it to the website, and then once every 2 weeks they can upload a track to one of the nine genres that are on there. Genres such as dance, folk, hip-hop, acoustic, country, indie, pop, rock, world. And what happens is, over the 2 weeks, people can go onto the website, vote for the song that they like best in each of those genres, and the top five in each of those genres actually get sent to A&R at different labels and gives the bands a chance to get some exposure. If the labels like them, they can sign them. If not, at the minimum, they'll give them feedback as to what they liked, what they thought they should change. And I'm pleased to say that as I check the chartburst.com website this morning and click under Indie, I see Laurel and Alexander, a song that we're going to have coming up here in just a few minutes. They got Moon Kids on there. And so head on to chartburst.com and go and support local band Laurel and Alexander. Click on Moon Kids, and I think that's fantastic. There's also Toronto on there, a song by Service Craft. A couple of, I don't see any other Vancouver bands kicking around on the indie side. Let's check the rock charts. Let's see what we've got going on for rock. Nothing around Vancouver. So, but lots of opportunities right now. The indie chart. You only need five people liking your song on the indie chart to move you to the top.
This
so,
is the beauty of startups.
Yeah, exactly. So get while the getting is good, as they say, and you know how they are. All right, the CD player seems to be sounding a little bit better. So we're gonna get right back to the music. Favorite song of my wife. Yeah, that's right. This is July Talk, Paper Girl, CITR, Tweets and Tunes.
Don't ask a question. Don't see my trust. You don't look pretty when you smile. So don't smile at all. You love me like a doctor. Don't run with a broken leg. You're a paper girl with paper eyes. You're a paper crowd. And if you think it's your turn to ask a question, it's not.
If you want money and your coffee, if you want secrets in your tea, keep your paper heart away from me.
Well, it must be hard to be a pretty girl. Yeah, it must be hard to watch your body growing old. And I'll be laughing in your head until I want to stop. And if you think it's turn to explain yourself, it's not. And if you want money in your coffee, if you want secrets in your tea, keep your paper. Thank you.
summer that I met you, I was lost and in search of proof. When the autumn leaves started falling, I found the proof it was here with you. I know that I forget sometimes, but always know that I'm on your side. I want you to hear me say,
sour grapes, I crushed them, sip that, an arrogant son, parents couldn't tell me none, I was in love with myself like a marriage of one, I used to bun a lot of marijuana, but that was like thinking I would see better if I stared at the sun, I burned out vision, I turned down religion, and I still do, Christian,
Jesus isn't fitting in your system or whatever box you give him. I believe that he's dead and risen and I'm forgiven. Now diss me cause I hang with these cats that talk to spark madism. I crack a couple brews, sit back and laugh with him. That's how I love him, plus a prayer when the weight of the world tries to crush him. End of discussion.
I got a pocket full of change and I give it to you. Things will never be the same again. A little something from my account of all the things I've been through. It's only there so I can share it with you. A little something.
Nah, it ain't about me. It ain't about you. It's about us finding purpose in this global zoo. I'm not here to prove the Old or New Testament. I'm just trying to share something I've invested in. I operate in a system where when I give, much is given back. And truth overrides facts. I used to think people change, that's absurd to me. Then I realized it's rooted in maturity. Made it 180, then a 360. Let the boys be boys, but if I turn to a man, am I moving shifty? Not at all. Funny cause the ones who hate, we cast them when they fall. I believe in transformation. I believe there's an X on the youth and they can still change this generation. Why you asking? Cause I played my part and still playing it. Grinding in ill luck basics.
I got a pocket full of change and I give it to you. Things will never be the same again. A little something from my account of all the things I've been through. It's only there so I can share it with you. A little something.
You get the gist. Whoever said they can't afford a little bit of metamorphosis really needs more social assist than those frozen on the government list. Waiting hopefully for pogey that they'll probably never get. Farewell to welfare benefits. Handouts are not a hand up if you're calling it quits. My resolve is a St. Pierre fist in the face of a double dareist. Used to rely in a prayer and a wish to get by. And now I'm a problem for my problems like a troubled therapist. And why? Some are sitting on the side chicken like a St. Hubert dish. It's a mystery for me, but God is there to fix. For all intents and purposes, squash your nervousness and you'll emerge from this topsy-turvy world turbulence. To fly right, let's learn to be the change you want to see in this life. Life, 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 life.
I got a pocket full of change and I give it to you. Things will never be the same again. A little something from my account of all the things I've been through. It's only there so I can share it with you. A little something.
Tweets and Tunes. That was Relic from the album Miles to Go, Pocket Full of Change. That's how we keep it real here on Tweets and Tunes. Before that, you heard Cuff the Duke from their brand new album Union. That was Stay. Kicked that set off with July Talk from their self-titled album Paper Girl. And before that, we had Ra Ra, The Poet's Dead, 20s. Los Furios, Never Look Back, How the Mighty Have Fallen. Saw them Friday night at the Rickshaw. Great concert. They're such a great band to see live. Very talented and such good music. De La Soul kicked off the previous set. We went a little old school with Say No Go, of course, sampling that Hall & Oates classic hit, I Can't Go For That. Problems with birds down in the U.S., apparently, you were saying.
I was.
Yeah.
Cats.
Cats.
Cat billion. A billion birds.
Cats kill a billion birds every year in the U.S.
That seems high, but that's what the news said.
Yeah. Yeah. A billion, you say.
A billion.
That's a lot of birds.
That's a massacre.
Yeah. But why is this news?
This was top line.
Yeah. I know. It's not buried on page 12. No. Like, this is headline news.
It's the prevalent culture of cats that we're dealing with.
You know, it's true. You can't... You know, you've got the entire wealth of human knowledge in your pocket on your smartphone, but we use it to look at pictures of cats and win arguments with strangers.
That grumpy cat? Like, that's all people want to look at right now.
The grumpy cat meme. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's so apparently our life has devolved to cats killing birds as the front page. My theory on this is it was leaked. It was a leaked story by the NRA. to shift the killing away from guns to the merciless slaughter of a billion birds a year by rogue cats.
They probably see what a threat cat purchases are to gun sales.
Yes,
like
yes.
You're not buying both.
No, no. In most, with the economy in the U.S., people can't afford both.
You got to make
it's
choices.
A gun or a cat. And although I think there's a longer waiting period to buy a cat in the U.S. than there is to buy a gun.
Are there background checks on cats?
On cats, yeah. It's actually harder to buy a cat than a gun in the U.S.
That doesn't surprise me.
You know, I believe you can buy a. You know, in the U.S., there's actually more gun shops than grocery stores.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, more gun shops.
Where are we at with cat shops? Cat shops
are very limited, but apparently it takes about 4 weeks to get approved to buy a cat. But you can pick up a gun the same day. Yeah.
I
there's apparently a bill working its way through a Congress in the U.S. right now to ban cats.
To
ban cat sales in the U.S.
It's about time.
It's brought up by the... the bird watching society, Ducks Unlimited, I believe.
Well, at a billion a year, it's a real problem.
Yeah, it's not like it's 100 million birds a year. We're talking.
I want to see a celebrity champion this cause.
We're here today to talk to you about something that's very important to all of us. Every year in the U.S., more than 1 billion birds are killed by cats.
Can we play Sarah McLachlan behind you while you do that?
Yes.
Sad pictures of birds. Is there a sad bird out there?
I'm going to Google that right away. We're going to look for sad bird memes on the internet. So don't stand there. If you needed any motivation, this is it. Get up today. Call your local MP. Because I'm sure if a billion birds are being killed in the U.S. every year, probably 100 million are being killed in Canada. With a tenth of the population.
Well, I think that would actually... It's not like bird populations are variant on... people populations. There's got to be more birds in Canada.
But are there as many cats?
No.
Clearly no, not. See, so that's what absolutely, I'm thinking. Yeah. So call your MP, go to gov.canada.org.com/birds and let your MP know that you are concerned with the needless slaughter of fowl throughout this country. Make it your fight.
I'm sure there's a tax-deductible receipt.
Yeah, idle no more. Idle no more. All right. Well, as we continue to solve the ills of the world here today, probably best that we stop talking and get back to the music. Little ditty here, not about Jack and Diane at all, but actually about Traveler's Digest. Great album from a year or two ago. Put hands together for Library Voices and Traveler's Digest. CITR, Tweets and Tunes.
I knew I had a problem.
I tried counting calories, eating and eating.
Nobody else could possibly understand.
We understand. We're Overeaters Anonymous, and we have helped thousands of people stop their compulsive eating and start living a healthy, rewarding life.
With OA, I am living again and loving it.
Start living the life you deserve with help from Overeaters Anonymous. Find us on the web at OA.org.
Saturday, February 9th, CITR presents the 26th annual Bob Marley Bash, featuring Steel, Natural Flavors, and Roz Nikki Lesh, hosted by George Barrett and Louis Sutherland. Tickets available at High Life Records, Zulu Records, Salon Supreme Rhythm, and Spice. Doors at 8 p.m.
Tweets and Tunes. That was Modern Superstitions from their self-titled album. And Last Night's Dress, which I know nothing about. Last Night's Pajamas, yes, very familiar with. Last Night's Dress, not so much. Before that, you heard 50-50. That was from the Luyas and their album Animator. And we kicked that whole set off with an oldie. And by oldie, I mean 11 months ago. But a goodie, it was Library Voices from their Summer of Lust CD and Traveler's Digest. And it's that time of the week, in the back of the studio, making his way in, a triumphal entry.
Rustling papers,
because that makes for good radio. DJ Jack Velvet getting ready to saddle on up to the microphone for...
Just come in from the fog.
From the bog or the fog?
No, it's foggy out there, right? It's funny, it was all clear. Suddenly, as I get right into the UBC campus, fog.
But not fog in the bog. Best Dr. Seuss line ever. I would not, could not, with a goat. Yeah. Would not, could not, on a boat. Read. In celebration of National Literacy Week, read a Dr. Seuss
Dr.
book.
Seuss.
And then, you know, I'm not sure if...
Whose real name was?
Theodore Geisel. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, yeah. I'm actually going to be, in light of the news about the billions of birds being killed by cats every year, I'm now going to boycott the Cat in the Hat.
It's done.
Yeah.
There's no room for it.
Or maybe we should. Why I liked cats so much.
Yeah. Well, maybe we should celebrate the Cat in the Hat.
Post-cat culture.
If cats spent more time in the hat, less birds would probably be killed.
More
so,
warning.
Yeah, exactly. It's, you know...
Versus in the bag.
Which would lead to be the cat out of the bag.
Right.
Well, do you remember how big that cat was? I mean, he towered over those children. That is a dangerous cat.
It was scary. It wasn't up there with clowns.
No.
But I wonder how many birds the Cat in the Hat killed. Like, that's an ominous figure.
I'd say at least 250,000 birds.
One fish, two fish, red fish, blue bird. Yeah.
Kill them all.
Yeah. You know what they say when it comes to birds. Kill them all, let God sort it out. Yeah. Oh, well. Well, we've touched on everything here this morning. Birds,
better
cats.
A dead bird than a red bird, right?
Well, that must be an Abbotsford saying. I'm not familiar with that. But aren't those matches? Aren't those the matches?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow, we've touched
the strike
religion,
anyways.
Communism, camping utensils. I'm not sure if you can consider a match a utensil, but... on that note. So we have got the Suburban Jungle coming up right away with the always loquacious DJ Jack Velvet. Thank you very much to my guest host, Dr. Todd. People can find you on Twitter, can they not?
They can.
You are on the Twitter.
I am on the Twitter.
Or as Coach Jim Harbaugh of the San Francisco 49ers said, that Facebooking and the Twitter is a waste of time. But you don't think so.
No, I have a blast doing it.
You think so? What? Where can they find you on the Twitter?
At the real Dr. Todd. That's just DR.
All right, at the real Dr. Todd on Twitter. All right, well, we are going to end off the show and usher you into the Suburban Jungle today with a brand new track from Jenna Berry and her new album, Young Men. You're going to hear The Coast right away. Bat, you know, until next Wednesday, you can find us throughout the week on Twitter at Tweets and Tunes, facebook.com/tweetsandtunes, and go to our website where the podcast of today's show will be up later today, and that's tweetsandtunes.com. And, of course, you can follow us throughout the week on many different internet venues, including Tumblr, as we talked about earlier. But enough talk, more music. Thanks for joining us. This is Jenna Berry, The Coast.
Three. Started on the wrong foot and laid it on the line. Made it with the best daughter. And left the rest behind. Hands up like we're hollow, blowing in the dust. Tell us who to follow, tell us who to trust.